At Park City Council's recent retreat, newly elected Councilmember Steve Joyce told the other members that since his election in November, the position has grown even more, and with the exception of Councilmember Becca Gerber, no one on council has a full-time job.
It's a bunch of retired, well-to-do people. You don't need the income. You know, you can do this. You don't have the constraints of kids or a job, and that's going to be the self-limiting thing for a while.
Joyce brought the subject back up as a result of the closed-door discussion on January 16th, where council deliberated over the pros and cons of the top two applicants, Lynn Ware Peak, who resigned her full-time job with the city and has two adult children who live away from home, and Abby McNulty, who has two young children at home. In that discussion, the topic quickly became about how much time the position required and whether people with full-time jobs and or families had the time needed to fulfill the requirements. Regarding McNulty, who currently serves as the executive director of the Park City Education Foundation, Bierman says she might have too much going on in her life to be effective as a council member.
Abby's a crackerjack, lots of potential. I do worry about her ability to focus on just this. I think she's got a lot on her plate.
He went on to quote some of her references who say McNulty would find it challenging balancing family, the Ed Foundation, and council.
I don't know if we can take that into account or if we even should, but as we know, it's kind of got to be top two focus.
Councilmember Nan Worrell added that McNulty's children were in a busy stage of their lives. Joyce says McNulty told him her husband is a nurse with an unpredictable schedule, and that worried him.
It wouldn't matter until you throw kids in. Her unpredictable schedule, his unpredictable schedule, and two kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless you're rich and have your full-time live-in nanny, that's kind of ripe for problems.
Park City Attorney Mark Harrington advised council on their discussion.
I'd be conscious of the conversation with Abby in terms of the discount. A lot of the things this council is saying for discounting her time are a lot of reasons prior councils have said they wish somebody would run facing those challenges of time and family, and that constituency hasn't been represented. So I think anything you've said that would disqualify her really closes the door on a lot of people that I think we've always wanted to encourage to run.
City Manager Diane Foster agreed with Harrington. Councilmember Becca Gerber says she likes the fact that McNulty is a busy person, but she also had concerns about McNulty's list of priorities.
Mark, to your point, I think it's really interesting because that's part of the thing that I think does make Abby attractive to me as a person is that she is already juggling family and a job and council. And it's hard because I do, you want somebody who has a job and who's coming from that family place, but I also feel like this takes a lot of passion and is passion heavy in a lot of different ways. And, you know, we give a lot of ourselves to this, and there's only so many priorities you can have at one time.
Joyce later told council he's concerned about the level of commitment the position requires. KPCW did not include an expletive he used in his comment.
Even since I put my name in, we've added to the job in more liaisons and things like that. And so when you hear me bring this up March 1st and 2nd again, one of the reasons I don't think people with kids in the school system run is we've made this job take too much time and be too unpredictable. I've latched onto that because I'm really beginning to realize it already. And I think we've made it onerous from that standpoint. And I think we need to do some introspection and decide maybe the answer is it needs to be this way. But boy, I'm not there yet.
Council ultimately went with Peak, who at the retreat shared her thoughts on the subject, speaking to Gerber in part, who is expecting her first baby in about a week.
We know what everyone's life commitments are, and I think we're going to see it really quickly. I mean, I don't know how Becca's going to be, but I remember right before I had my child, I thought, I can do this, and I can do this, and I can do this. And once I had that adorable little thing, I was like, no, I can't do most of it. I just want to be with this baby. And so I think that, you know, different people will have different commitments in their lives, you know, and I think that has to be okay.
KPCW reached out to city leaders and McNulty for comment. Bierman and Foster declined. McNulty asked for some time to think on it, but did say she wants to elevate the discussion. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.